The Las Cruces City Council reviewed capital outlay projects they are seeking to prioritize, including an extension of Madrid Road, a septic system replacement, and an expansion at Las Cruces International Airport. The council reviewed a total of 9 projects. They will work to approve a resolution by December 7th that narrows down the proposed improvements to a more manageable list of 3 to 5 for the state legislature to consider funding. City Grant Administrator Amy Johnson emphasized the need for the council to consider the most important infrastructure needs first.
We want to keep it a small enough list that if there is some money available, they've got things to fund. But we also want to be very cautious if they don't have any money available, that we aren't asking for so much that they want to consider not funding anything.
Councilor Gil Sorg spoke about the importance of prioritizing road improvements, speaking specifically about the proposed East Mesa Roads and Drainage Project, estimated to cost approximately $1.25 million.
These are the roads that are in the same condition they were back in 1986 when the areas were annexed into the city and told that their roads would be brought up to city standards. They haven't. These are mostly dirt roads, I'd say not more than 10 of various lengths. And I would say there's 4 to 5 roads that are pretty serious problems. The main thing is that this is a part of our city that has some of the poorest people in the city. And this would really help with their equity and the city's population.
Councilor Ioana Bencomo indicated she'd support projects like road and septic improvements, sentiments echoed by the rest of the council.
Personally, I'm inclined to, you know, support some of the bigger ticket items like that to me feel incredibly necessary, particularly in a moment of financial crisis for the state, like what feels especially necessary. Septic, roads to me is always like top of the list. Obviously the airport expansion, I feel like we are in a critical moment in the conversation towards living into that aspiration of what the airport could look like. Obviously I'm going to advocate for that as well.
Council members also reviewed some of the legislative priorities they are looking to back ahead of the 2021 legislative session. One of the top policy issues on the minds of council members is the legalization of cannabis, something Councilor Gabe Vasquez believes will bring an added boost to the local economy, especially when considering the proximity of Las Cruces to the Texas state line.
In the study that I heard during the Tax and Rev State Legislative Committee just a couple of weeks ago, they're projecting that 40% of cannabis sales would be attributed to the state of Texas. So people from Texas would amount to 40% of the market, which of course would be out of state dollars being generated and spent here in our community.
Mayor Ken Miyagashima expressed he would not be supportive of this resolution, but also noted Vasquez most likely had enough support from his fellow city council members for it to pass. Other policy issues the council could consider supporting include the regulation of tobacco and the funding of a water management study about the Rio Grande. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.